Okay, this is just a little awareness for drivers tonight in Baltimore City. There will be more than a dozen cyclists out riding around a certain route, and they're really, in their way, speaking out about safety on the road. It's called the Ride of Silence, and one of the organizers, Penny Troutner, joins us now to talk more about it. Hi, Penny.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Okay, so this is just a way to let motorists know that, you know, you're out there too, and you guys need to be aware of each other.
Yes, that's right. And actually, it's a little more than that. It really is a memorial ride for people who have been killed or seriously injured riding their bikes on the street.
Yeah, and we've had a few of those in Baltimore.
Exactly.
Tragically.
That's exactly how this came about. May's a very busy month for bike shops, so I really wasn't involved. But the father of a young man who was killed a couple of years ago when he was riding in a bike lane by Hopkins University, the father emailed me and said, you know, this goes on in May. Can we do one here? And I realized how important it was to him and that it would be important to the family members of those who have been killed on the road. So we're really doing it to remember those we've lost.
So the bike ride tonight is about an 8-mile ride?
It's going to be about that. We're going to start at City Hall, and we're going to stop and visit the two ghost bikes that are in the city, one for Jack Yates and one for Nathan Krasnopoulos.
And when you say that, are there little memorials there? Or?
Yes, a ghost bike is a bike that has been stripped down and spray-painted white and then permanently locked to something in the area where that person was killed. You're more familiar with putting crosses on roadsides for car accidents.
So tonight, people should be aware that you're going to be out. You can't just be. Are you all going to be in bike lanes? I mean, you're going to be in the road, right?
We don't have that many bike lanes in Baltimore City. We will be out on the street, and we will be riding slowly. We can't be expected to go quickly. This is a ride showing our respect. So it's going to be silent, it's going to be slow, and it's going to be respectful.
Penny, you've been involved in sort of the bike world for many years in this town. Are you seeing a shift in how, particularly in urban settings, people are feeling about bicyclists and how bicyclists are feeling about being comfortable riding through the city and just a general movement in that direction?
There's definitely been a few improvements. We are very far behind most cities in America, which by themselves are behind most cities around the world, but especially Europe. But there are some improvements. Guilford is becoming a bike boulevard. It gives us a safe, comfortable north-south route. And I have to say, I want to thank you for bringing attention to this ride and to what's going on in the bike community, because I've noticed, I really do believe people are a little more respectful and drive a little more carefully after they see news about a memorial for someone or someone who's been hurt on their bike. It sort of snaps them back to the reality that driving carefully is a little more important than driving hectically and in a hurry.
So if people want to join you tonight and they haven't signed up yet, they still can, right?
Oh, they don't even have to sign up.
Bring your bike.
We want to leave City Hall by 7 p.m.
Okay.
And that's, you know, the area right in front of City Hall.
All right, Penny Troutner, thank you for joining us and talking about tonight's Ride of Silence.
Thank you very much.